Welcome to What We Have Learned Lately. My name is Shave, and I'm the host on this podcast where we get to hear different questions that not many people like to ask and also information that we always want to hear. So I'm here to spill tea, which is great. It's a three-part series where we're going to have conversations with young people who feel comfortable enough to share their victories, their failures, and their moments. And we're going to get to learn from them, which is always great. In this episode, we're just going to hear from four young ladies about the differences between homeschool and traditional school. They've known each other since they were born. So we're going to really get like an in-depth insight on the absolute differences. One of them has done both environments. And so it's without having to give the stats, we're going to be able to get into the nitty-gritties of how the two environments work and what's good and what's not. And hopefully they'll be as honest as possible. Note that the views with my guests may not agree with where you're at and what you're experiencing, and that's okay because they are individuals and their journeys are theirs. So rather take it with a pinch of salt, take what you can learn, and if there's nothing that, if there's something that doesn't agree with you, then just throw it aside because somebody else will learn from it. So on our far end, I'm going to ask you to just say hi so that we can, those that are listening can actually hear who you are. We have Aislinn.
Hello.
Who's a full-time homeschooler. Then we have Ecclesia.
Hi.
Who's a full-time schooler. Then we have Irena.
Hello.
Who's going to be our hybrid student. She's the one that has done both environments. And then we have Shiloh.
Hey.
Who's been in school as well. And she is sisters with Ecclesia and Irena's sisters with Aislinn. So let's jump right in and have our first questions, guys. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please note that they are like going to be honest and upfront with me. I'm their, two of them, I'm their mother. So, and I've known them all since they were born. So they're going to be, yeah. Don't take it as disrespectful. I love these kids. So did you guys have a choice in your respective schooling choices?
No.
What do you mean? Like the school that we went to?
No, yeah. Like, so like when you were, when you were little, did your parents decide definitely going to school or definitely going to homeschool? Or did you get to choose?
I wasn't really there when they decided.
What do you mean?
I didn't have a say either.
No, but like, okay, wait. Like for us, like even if we did have like, even if our parents did like tell us, okay, do you want to be homeschooled? I don't really think it would have happened because even like now my mom is like, She can't imagine herself teaching us.
Which is the story of so many kids because the parents are like, I'd kill my kids.
So I think it was like there was no question to it. Like we were definitely going to school.
Okay.
I mean, I tried it out, creche. Like, is that what it's called? I don't know, kindergarten, whatever.
Yeah.
Because I did have a tantrum about it.
Tantrum, about what?
A tantrum, a fit, whatever. Well, was it a fit? Anyways, but like, I had my own little opinions as a little person where I thought that my mom couldn't teach me because she knew nothing.
And, actually.
Well, look how far she's got you. I don't know.
And so, well, I don't know that. I'm joking. No, and so then I did go and I didn't really like the environment because I didn't feel safe. And I remember having nightmares about being trapped there and stuff. So then I was just like, you know what? Whatever. You know, you like, I wouldn't say that I still thought, like, I thought, oh, yeah, okay, now my mom knows everything. I still was like, yes, but I was like, okay.
And it's fact. I actually remember that.
I'll accept
I
you.
I about the fact that
wait,
I
you were scared that you were going to
black sheep. And she was like, no, the sheep is not black.
What was
mom.
It?
No, it is. The nursery rhyme is Baa Baa Black Sheep. And she was adamant, no.
Because the sheep is white.
Yeah. Exactly.
What does that say?
So, and so I remember that. So
wait, you no, actually, valid though. Why is it?
So we actually did give you a choice whether you could go to school or not. And so when you did go, I actually forgot about that. But you guys, I know your mom, she would definitely, like many parents, like homeschooling is not for us. And Irena, like?
I didn't have a choice. In the beginning.
Yeah. Because your sister, you just had to.
Yeah. And then I stopped doing my schoolwork. And then I got my choice. And then.
Whoa.
Okay, yes, deep-seated manipulation.
It was a threat. Okay. I remember because of that situation where I was like, I want to come back home when I was little. Then whenever we didn't do our schoolwork, my parents would say, okay, if you don't do your work, then we're going to send you back to school. And so I was like, no.
No, it was true. Hiding from it, which is true. So now, Aizen, you've actually answered my next question, which is what drew you to being homeschooled? And what, like, you guys didn't have a choice whether you were homeschooled or not, but you did have some type of experience during the COVID year. And so what was that like? Like, did you feel like, maybe I don't want to go to school anymore. Maybe I should be at home. Or did you be like, nah, take me back to the building?
I wanted to go back to school because it was boring at home.
Oh, really?
And because online school was not it for me. So, yeah. Same. I preferred learning with a teacher and people. So.
Okay, cool.
And also, like, the experience is, like, not at all the same. And, like, our school day was, like, an hour. Do you know what I mean? We were in lockdown. But then again, okay, my parents aren't, like, educated, like, trained teachers. So, I don't expect them to be, like, the best teachers. But, like, it was terrible, you know? It was really, really bad. Like, we watched these, like, online videos. And, I don't know, my parents really, like, tried to keep us, like, our brains. What's the word?
Stimulated.
But, like, yeah, stimulated. In terms of, like, with regards to, like, schoolwork. But it just didn't work. Like, we did it for, like, maybe, like, a few weeks. And then we just stopped.
Yeah, because lockdown was
like,
long,
we were
guys.
Not consistent. And I think, I feel like, if that had to happen in real life, like, in a real life scenario.
Like, I mean,
like, if it wasn't for COVID, it wasn't real.
Yes. Like, but then think about also your folks were working. So, like, there's two aspects to that. Irena, you had the experience where you said that you stopped working and then you got your way. So now you were at home and now you went to school.
But when I answer these questions, how am I?
Oh, wait, just go question? For it. It's like, no.
I forgot the question.
let me be the host once. Yes.
Okay. Go for it.
Yes,
go for
I'm
it.
Taking control. So what mom asked you was, what led you back to homeschooling? From, like, you know, actually, you know, what list you have two, because what led you to school, like, from homeschooling, and then what led you back?
What led me to school, like, wanting to go to school, was that, like, I was lonely.
Cool.
I think, and I didn't want to be at home anymore. I didn't want to stay with my family anymore. I wanted to leave. But the only way I could run away was go to school.
I'm glad you didn't run away.
Where was I supposed to go?
Well, like, what do you mean lonely?
COVID-19?
No, but, like, also, like, socially.
Yeah, socially.
Yeah.
So it's very much like what Shiloh was saying, is that at home it was boring. And also socially, you were cut off because we didn't have extramurals and stuff running as much. So it was quite, and we noticed you were getting quite depressed, which was important for you to get.
Oh,
Irena could be sad.
No, she was. Yeah. Like, when the light behind someone's eyes goes, then it's important to take note.
Okay, wow. Okay. Must I say now why I wanted... Oh, no, I didn't want to come back to homeschooling. I just couldn't go to high school.
Yes. Okay, let's go to the next question. And so, school kids, I'm going to ask the three of you, Aizen, chill, in terms of responding, because your turn will come. What have you found to be the toughest challenges in a school environment? Not only just being a student and, you know, there's the different factors, a student, a girl, and also being a Christian in school. What have been your challenges?
I think for me, time management, you know, because I have two sisters and, you know, girls like to go out, you know, and be busy and, yeah. And I think that was just something I couldn't really cope with. And also sports after school and, yeah.
Okay. Cool. Time management seems to be a thing because that's outside of this conversation. It's a teenage.
Yeah. Okay, this isn't really answering the question, but like I'm like responding to what she said because she said like one of the challenges from school is like time management. But I think that's actually what they teach us because they quite literally force us to do all these extramurals plus, and that's like outside of our academics, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So I think it's good. That challenge is good, you know.
It's a healthy challenge.
Yeah.
So it's a challenge that some people either fly with, or others take time to manage, or others just completely flop and fail. And so you're in the challenge of like trying to get off the ground and go, because it is important to be social. It's important to be in your academics. It's important to be exercising. And if you can't get those three going, yeah. Irena, when you were in school, what did you find a challenge?
Nothing.
Really?
Studying was a challenge because yeah. I didn't know how to study. But then eventually I just gave up.
What do you mean?
I just looked at my work and read through it. And then I was just like, oh, okay. And then I just went into the exam.
She still passed. Let it be known. That's quite interesting. So like, because you didn't have as much time as everybody else to actually develop a study technique.
Yeah.
So did you just like decide?
I tried writing the stuff out, but then I was like, what's the point? It's in the book already. So
yeah.
Why rewrite it?
And now transitioning from primary to high school, what was the challenge for the two of you, Shiloh and Ecclesia? Like what are your attitude and your...
Yeah. Well, this is more like socially, but in primary school, no one really cared about you, if that makes sense. Like, no one cared about how you dress, about how you look. Now it's like, obviously, when you grow older, people have opinions and, you know, you are aware of those opinions. Yes. So, like, I think that's the only big challenge is that I had to, like, I don't want to say I had to please everyone, but... In a way, I did, because I'm not about to go out and, you know, present myself in a way that I know everyone's going to have negative things to say about.
So you had to come up with your own personal style that represented you well.
Let's put it in that way. Yeah, but I feel like then again, that's not even like a valid point, because that's like...
Do you find that that is something... So now let's go to Aislinn. Do you find that that is something that you don't actually really have to care about as a homeschooler? Like what other people think?
Yeah, well, I also think that's her personality. it's just enhanced.
Okay, now speak. Like, so, Irena, you're homeschooled
like
now.
Very much Aislinn's like that.
Okay.
She just doesn't care. It's not necessary.
Okay.
But
do you find that, do you think it might be more of a teenager thing rather than a school or homeschool thing?
That's what I was going to say. I think that's more like, even outside of school.
Yeah.
It is like that.
Yeah, and I think girls tend to clean up sooner than boys. Always smell for a while.
But actually, okay, wait. I think one of like actual like biggest challenges was like literally the jump in like the workload. Like okay. We went from like so little work to like such little work. And what frustrated me was that the teachers would say, okay, but you're in high school now.
Yeah.
Like, oh yeah, like you're just gonna have to accept it. Which I mean, I kind of have to.
Yeah.
But it's also like we had no preparation for this whatsoever.
Yeah.
And so
I can see you're agreeing. Is it the same at home?
I'm just agreeing.
No.
Like in terms of the workload.
And also, yeah, because, and what made it worse was by the time my last year of primary school.
Yeah.
Was
COVID. Yeah, it's fine.
I kind of gave away.
You can just go for it. It's
but,
fine.
It was COVID. So we barely did any work. So I got lazy in terms of my academics. You can ask my sister in grade 8. When we finally just jumped to like doing this heaps amount of work, it was like I was doing very poorly. Let's just say I was doing really bad academically. But all that's important is that I'm doing good now.
I love it. Like, no, I need to
let you guys know that I'm thriving right now. But yeah, in grade, my first year of high school, it was terrible. And I think it's because I wasn't used to that.
Yeah.
The amount of work.
Do you think that you also, like, you know, when Irena was in her schooling session, where she was like studying, you know what, I'm not getting it, and you just kind of give up. Did you go through a period of just like, ugh, I'm just going to give up for now?
No, I didn't give up. But at the time, in the beginning of high school, my mindset was very, very bad, guys. So I would think to myself, okay, my marks don't really matter. University isn't going to look at these marks. So I'm not going to try. And that was everyone's mindset. And that was what made it worse, because everyone thought that way.
Oh, wow.
And because of that, there was no one to encourage me to uplift me, to encourage me to do my work.
Yeah.
Properly, do you know what I mean?
So you're
other than
like
my parents. And then when I Yeah, when I reached a certain grade, then I realized, okay, no, I need to start
pulling myself together. Yes. Okay. And was that easy?
Yeah, it actually wasn't that bad. I just started like studying and doing my homework.
You made your decision and that was it. And okay, so I'm going to transition to the next like question, because we're going to talk a little bit more about social stuff. And in terms of just like making a decision, I'm going to ask Shiloh. So your journey has been quite different. Like the Aizen has made a decision that in her life, and her personality is very introverted and she's like happy to be in the background. Whereas Irena and Ecclesia, from what I know, are a lot more out there, a lot more outspoken. As parents, we've had to be like, okay, guys, pull back, just so that other people don't like misunderstand you. But Shiloh, I know in the last 2 to 3 years or so, you've made a decision to go from being rather in the background and rather come to the forward. Like, what was that like? Why did you decide that?
I honestly don't know. I think I wanted more friends. And because in primary school, I only had girlfriends. So, yeah. And then, I don't know, just when I started school now, I made more friends than I actually expected. Because we were first a group of 3 people.
Okay.
And now I think we're like 10 or 8. So, yeah. And I don't know, it's because like back then I was really quiet. Like, yes. I don't know if you guys realize, but I'm very quiet. I'm not social. So, yeah, I think.
So, and that was just, you just made the decision. And like, was that hard to do? Because I know some people just rest and are okay with the fact that they're introverted and they like more in the background. Was it hard for you to like step up and be like, hey, I want to be your friend?
Not really, because my primary school, there's a lot of people that goes to the high school that I'm at. So I knew a lot of people. So, yeah.
Okay. So it was an easy transition. Yeah. Were they shocked that you were suddenly like, hey,
yeah, because they were like, oh, so you don't have friends from primary school anymore? Because I actually don't.
Yeah.
So, like, it's all from different schools. So, yeah.
Oh, nice. And have you found that your friendship circle is only... So, this is the next question in terms of socially. How have you guys made friends? Like, have you made friends?
All of us.
Yeah. So, like, have they only been at school, or have they only been... Like, Irena, did you find that you found friends at school? What was that like? And were the friends worth it or not? And then there's social media. There's also church. There's like, where have you found your people? Go over it.
I don't know. Just anywhere. But not necessarily like close friends. It's more just like people I talk to.
Okay. And I know recently social media has been like a place that you... I'm just guessing, guys.
not. It's only to keep in touch with the like friends that leave. Well, that don't live in the area.
Okay.
Well, live here in. Yeah, in here.
Okay. Anybody else?
For me, okay. Obviously, I have like friends within all the aspects of my life. You know, like church, whatever. But like a majority of my friends stem from school.
Okay.
Even if it's not like directly my school friends, even like online, the friends that I have made is through school friends or whatever, or mutual friends. So I like, if I had to like remove my school friends now and everyone related to school, I think I probably have like 5 friends.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I always ask people, who are your ride or dies? Like, who are your people that you know they're going to be there? Like, no matter what. Do you have those kinds of people in your life?
Yeah. Obviously.
Okay, you can't say obviously. Some people might not. Like.
That is really sad.
Yeah.
No, wait, that sounds like harsh, but like, no, that is really sad.
It is sad.
Because you need to have like someone that you know you can count on, you know.
Yeah. So now how would you encourage somebody who doesn't have that? Like, would you encourage them to step forward and like go for it?
It's 100% worth it. 100% worth it.
No. Aizen, friends, because you're the 100% homeschooler.
I go to like extramurals and stuff, sports, art, like, you know, the extra subjects and curriculums. But I don't really make friends there because I'm not there for the people. I'm there for the actual thing I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I'll talk when I need to.
Yeah.
But...
I won't talk to the person outside. Like, I wouldn't even greet them. Because, yeah. But at church, because I come there quite frequently, and also I'm with the people that I'm comfortable with, such as my family. Can you believe it? Anyways. But, like, even if, like, if I was to go with Ecclesia or, like, a close friend that I know that I will be safe with, then I'm a lot more open and, yeah, I say open-minded to making friends.
Yeah.
So at youth and church, because that's where the people that I'm comfortable with, I'm with them but in those environments, then I'll tend to make friends there. And even then, it's just people I talk to every time I see them.
Wait, so you kind of like, I don't want to say you need a friend to make a friend, but yeah, you feel more comfortable doing it.
Yeah, I call myself a leech. Because I have to grab onto someone.
She can do small talk and she can like talk to people. It's not necessarily
no,
that she...
because I'm extroverted, introverted.
You extroverted when you need to be.
Is that I know, yeah. Like when I have to step
that
in.
She wants to be.
Yes. I've put on a mask of being extroverted. And then as time goes, the person's like, wait, why are you so quiet? And I'm like, oh, this is me.
It's the real you.
Yes. Yeah. But yeah. Even the extroverted me is just... I just start speaking what's on my mind. So, like, I would say I'm that fly on the wall, checking everyone out, and then seeing who I would like to, like, I wouldn't say approach first, but who I would be comfortable with meeting.
Yeah.
And then, see, like, yeah.
Okay. Which is good for extroverts to know, because, like, I'm an extrovert, and every time I see you in this kind of, like, vibe, I get worried. I'm thinking, because, like, Ecclesia said... Like, if somebody doesn't have a ride or die, you're that sad. And I think it's more of an extroverted thing to say because it's like, oh my word, we need people.
I actually learned what extrovert means. Learned what extrovert means.
Okay.
So an extrovert in my school, can you believe it, is someone that wants to make everyone feel comfortable and safe.
Yeah.
So therefore, they'll talk to everyone and like try and make sure that everyone, like technically a host, like yes. they just, yeah. Like, they just take the role of being a host and, like, a welcomer.
And then so, the introvert is?
I didn't learn that word.
Oh, my word. Maybe the opposite. They want to feel welcome.
Which is so funny. Yeah. Like, let's put that in, like, because now we can put it in comments or whatever. It's like, what do you think an introvert is? And, like, we can Google it. But if you are one, then it also helps to, like, hear everybody's perspective. Because...
But would you be...
Yeah. No, but, like...
Go for it.
An introvert, like, they're not very... social, and when then they're very difficult to like have conversations with. Oh
yeah, extroverts struggle with that. Yes,
like,
yeah.
No, it's so difficult to get a conversation. Or I will try, and then they won't.
And do you find that in your schooling environments, because homeschoolers tend to be a lot more introverted personalities, those that are, haven't you noticed?
No,
really.
Yeah.
The assumption
is actually, no, like actually two assumptions, because there's the one where it's like, oh, I've never had any friends in my life, I want to make friends with everyone.
Yes.
Which is dude. And then there's
that's their brother.
And then there's the then there's Aislinn. And then, but the thing is, like, I was quiet when I was younger, but that's because no one spoke to me, so I was...
You were insecure.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, she yeah. was
but guys,
and there's some a miracle worker sent from God, an angel of a woman, actually took notice of Irena, and Irena felt that, oh my word, my opinion matters, and now that's all she gives.
which is important to hear. Mm. I think as a grown-up, it's important to hear that actually if you take the time to actually engage, how old are you? Like, you were probably
like 7.
Yeah. Yeah. And how important it was to be heard by a grown-up gave you the confidence to actually speak up and be more extroverted, right?
Yeah. But okay. I don't know, not necessarily straight after.
That was
but
a
I spoke
block.
More in front of you guys, I assume.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go for it.
But also, like, in children's church, when I help out, Tisha Lynette does say that, like, you know, when they're little, in the formation stage,
yes,
that it's important to actually, like, the lesson, yes, it's important for them to learn, but it's also good to connect with the person. Like, you know, okay. Find their interests and try and get to know them through that and make them feel like they're being heard.
Yeah.
So when I'm with, Irena's with the very little people, but I'm with the in-between. So it's normally the transition from to primary school. And so I can see there's some people that feel like if, like Irena, that they don't want to talk because they feel like they're not going to get hurt, heard. And so when I do, like, you know, ask them a few questions, sit by them, technically show interest in them.
Yeah.
And
I'm not loud. So I'm not like, you know, like, what's wrong with you, child?
I'm like, yes, you're a gentle personality. Yes. Going in.
I'm not, I don't want to be unhumble and say, like, vain or whatever, be like, I'm gentle. But I wouldn't say I'm rough, but yeah. Anyways, then it's nice to see, like, you know, for them to open up a bit more. And then also, which I've learned at youth, to connect with someone else.
Yeah.
So there's one little boy who really likes dinosaurs. And he reminds me of my cousin. So now I'm like, okay, I need to think of someone who also likes dinosaurs. Because he just, he really likes talking about it.
Yeah.
And it's just, we can't listen, like, as the teachers, because he wants to talk to someone who's in charge, who he knows will listen. We can't really talk to him when we're trying to help other children. So okay, it would be nice to, like, help him make a friend. So he's my project right now.
So that's your, so that's actually where you focus your energies in terms of social aspect.
Like, yeah.
The last thing I want to chat about is, okay, so what do you feel is in your future? Like, after school, do you guys want to go to university? You want to go to an academy? What are the plans? I know you're still, like, early days. So, like, do you just want to enjoy high school for the
Until great. Until
you're done.
Yeah. Then I'll decide on, not done, but somewhere in the middle of high school. Yeah.
When you need to decide.
Yeah.
Like, when do you feel like, because you don't, without giving away your grades, where do you feel like, what grade do you feel like you need to kind of know what you want to do?
Like career paths.
Yeah.
But I think by matric. It depends on what you want to do.
Yeah. Actually, no, grade 9, because that's when you pick your subjects for your career path.
But do you think that's a bit too young to, like...
No, I do, because how can you ask a 15-year-old, okay, what do you want to do for the rest of your life? And now you need to decide your subjects based on that.
Okay. And do you find that a little bit difficult in the school environment because you've got all those subjects to choose from?
Yeah, and also it's like, I don't know, we're still... When you're 15, you're like naive. I don't want to say you're not. Yeah. So it's like you don't really make the best decisions.
Yeah. So you think it's not a good slot to be thinking. Do you feel like you wait until you're 16, 17?
But
school kids, guys, remember these are questions.
No, yeah. It's funny that she's saying that because...
Didn't you swap one of your subjects?
That's exactly what I'm saying. So I feel like I made such a... The choice that I made on my subjects wasn't very wise.
Yeah.
So I did change my subjects. And my mom actually encouraged me to take...
The subject that you're taking
That I'm taking now. Because she told me, Ecclesia, it's going to be smart in terms of, like, your future. Because it's a... Yeah. And I was like, no, the subject seems too difficult. And then I ended up taking it.
And you're actually acing it.
Yeah. I'll have to humbly agree with that. But... So... Guys, what was the point I was trying to make? Oh, yes. I think... By... Grade 9,
you should have an idea. You're either an artist or an academic, if you had to split the two.
But I would just suggest that you pick subjects that have, like, broad
opportunities.
Yeah,
no, that's good. So Aislinn, you chose your subject based on broad strokes as
I
well.
I didn't choose my subject.
Because homeschool doesn't have such a broad array of subjects. By homeschool, you get to identify your strengths and what you're passionate about quite early. I'm saying that because I'm the homeschool
parent. Also, with what I'm doing, it looks like they want to take me through everything, like, briefly, technically.
Okay.
So it's not, it's like, right now, I'm taking... Can I say what subjects I'm doing?
Yeah, you can.
What am I asking for permission? Anyways, so like last year I did biology and this year I'm doing chemistry, which is both a science.
Yeah.
But I'm not really going into full depth of it.
Yeah.
It's just like giving me an overview on an understanding of what it is.
Yeah.
Which is nice because I don't want to be a scientist. So
yeah.
I mean, it's nice to know what these words might mean if I remember what they mean and the spelling and how they pronounced. Anyways, but like, you know, a microwave warms up my food. Cool. It can explode. Cool. Exactly. And also, like, what is this? Like, they also, like, a rainbow is visible light. I don't care. It's a rainbow. It's pretty. Like,
yeah, you're learning waves now.
Yes.
Homeschool is so different, which is great because we're getting totally different perspectives. The homeschooler gets the opportunity to try out everything, whereas schoolers have to really hone in and decide. You are going to have to decide soon. I'm saying Shiloh, in terms of now deciding what I want to do in the future. But what's great is that your parents sound like they really have an input into your lives and you're open to it, which I find is important as a high schooler. If you're able to actually take the advice from your parents, Irena's giving me the side eye in a sense that it didn't feel like that when you were in school. It was very much like my parents are deciding for me.
No, yeah, like my parents even told us there are certain subjects that we're going to take, like it's non-negotiable. Like, for example, my parents told me we can't take math alone.
Yeah.
Like there's no way. And I'm glad they forced me to do that. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been able to change my subjects.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm going to wrap up and just... I hope that you've had the opportunity to just hear different perspectives of school and homeschool and just the different dynamics socially, academically. We didn't even get into extramurals and what that's like trying to balance it all. Apparently, it gets worse in university. People think that, yeah. And so that's what's great about episode 2. We're actually going to hear from university students what that's like and thinking that high school was like so intense. University is going to be so much more.
And then you get the real world. And
yeah, I know a lot of people told me, they said high school is light work. I was like, what?
Exactly.
What do you mean?
And aren't we grateful that everything is done in stages and you get to learn things as you go. So it's so important to be able to learn from other people. So some of the nuggets that I got from the conversation I just had with these young ladies was, the first nugget was just noting that whether you're homeschooled or in school, that you have to make the best of your environment. And you have to make decisions for yourself in terms of what you want and what you want to get out of it. Hearing from Shiloh about how she was in the background and then coming forward because she wanted more friends, which is quite interesting because she has the opportunity to make friends at school, whereas a homeschooler like Aislinn, who has decided that she doesn't want to make friends because that's who she is. And that was quite interesting to hear and to learn from them, because everybody's so different and you can't actually cookie cut and sum up what we expect everyone to be and to get out of life. And they're all okay. And some I can see, because I'm the mom, that there's frustration in some arenas because Irena doesn't like that she's at home because she wants to make friends. But if she was to take the opportunity to learn from the others, she could make the most of her situation. And so, yeah, I think there's plenty that we can learn from that. And that's just my synopsis. But the second nugget that I can take from that is that you can know each other for so long and not actually know each other. So, like, all four of them have known each other for so long. And Aislinn and Ecclesia have known each other from when they were born. And Ecclesia not knowing that Aislinn was introverted was quite interesting. And it's just about the comfort of your environment. Another thing, and lastly, is that it's important to take the time to have counsel with your decisions for your future. That was, I think, at the end, hearing from Ecclesia and Shiloh about, more Ecclesia, that your subject choices and what you do in high school, it's good to get counsel from trusted adults. What do they think? What are better opportunities for you in terms of your strengths. They know you. They understand you. And they can see your life from a higher perspective. So they'll be able to see what you'll be able to take from your current environment and use in your future, which will make it easier for you. So as a teenager, I would advise, don't shut out the older, wiser people. But at the same time, know what you want and go for it. And it's with that I say thanks for listening and thanks for being with us in this conversation. And if you have any comments or ideas or questions for these young ladies, please leave them in the comments and we'll get back to you and possibly put it in our next season and ask them some more questions. And with that, I'd encourage you to always be open to what we've learned lately.